All right. Hey, guys. Everything's going good. The country's going better than it was. Hey, we all predicted 2021 would be better, and guess what? It is. That's for sure. Nothing happened in D.C. recently. We are on the right track to get back. I'm calling this episode Back on Track. America is back, everybody. We thought, and we knew, and we predicted it is all better now. 2021 is off to a great start. DC is doing good. They're doing good. It's not, you know, there's no damage. There's no fallout happening. There's no, you know, retarded, maybe inbred people going in there. There's nothing like that happening. We are all getting along. This is a good place to be right now. America in 2021 is good. We are doing off to a great start, everybody. Just wanted to let you know that it's all, you know, last time I was joking about, and I was like, it's not going to be any better. Just because the year's going to change doesn't mean anything. Well, guess what? I was wrong, and it is way better already. You know, we're like a week in. At the time of this recording, we are doing good. That's all I wanted to say. End of episode. No, you know me, I like to kid around. But everybody just kind of has an idea in their head about what they think the country is at this point. There's almost no reality. It's just whatever group or side you're on on social media, or whatever weird groups you're in, whatever you look at on social media, that's what you think is happening. There is no objective base reality now. It's all, each individual could have a different, like, universe that they're living in. Like, I see, you know, that storming the Capitol happen. And at first I thought they didn't expect to get in there. And they all look like idiots. So I thought they just went in there and were grabbing shit, because it was like, if you just gave a bunch of rednecks, like, free reign of the Capitol, and they were drunk, that would just happen. Because that's what the pictures at the time looked at. But now it's like all this crazy shit about like plots to do it. And like, I don't know what to believe anymore. So like, and you know, everybody, you know, I knew Trump was a maniac, but you didn't really expect this to happen. I didn't. I'm not surprised that there was rioting. I'm not even really that surprised that happened. We're just going to have like constantly that shit is happening now. I mean, it was already happening in cities like by the left or whatever. And I wish we would just stop using the right and left terminology, because, like, it's one radical group or another one. That's it. We should just do away with every party and just be like, let's just be a government. Why do we have to pretend one side is the good side and act like they're, you know, just make them, like, colors and that's it, and they don't mean anything. Like, what side are you on? I'm on the purple. I voted purple this time. It doesn't actually mean anything morally or anything. It's just literally a label. Just do that. Don't have it mean anything so people can, like, attach meaning and like, pretend Trump is a superhero and, like, he's going to overthrow all the dark pedophile forces and, like, just, like, and then the left thinks, like, they're going to overthrow and we're all going to be communist and happy. Let's just, like, get over that bullshit. I mean, the government didn't want to give us any money, didn't want to help any businesses out. They only wanted to help the top banks and Amazon. That's it. Why are you thinking that one side is better when they both agreed on the same shit? Like, I don't know. Like, it's so pathetic, man. Like, I expect to see the thing that happened at the storming the Capitol. Like, I expect to see that in, like, you know, like a doomsday cult, like a really right-wing, like, doomsday prepping kind of Far Cry 5, or, like, you know, the Waco. It was kind of like a Waco group going into the Capitol. That's what you would expect to happen. You don't expect just people that like the president? Are you crazy? Like, I never would have thought that happened. Gotta keep my voice down, or the revolutionaries are gonna hear. I mean, a lot of people said that, like, it was like people LARPing, and that is kind of what it is, except they really had guns, so it's a little, you know. Anyway, so can't wait for the next revolution, fake revolution. Everything now, it wasn't even a fuck. It had nothing. Somebody told me recently how that's like, they wouldn't have stopped the count because they already had counted. It was just kind of like a traditional tradition they do. It doesn't actually mean that they're counting the votes. So like they really went there, like, and it was just like pointless. I don't know Like, I think they don't even know why they did that. Like, well, I guess maybe they do. Like, maybe, but I don't know. I feel like a lot of those people just, like, were emotionally upset, kind of like how the left was in the summer. Like, just emotionally upset about the shootings and you know. But this is just, like, you know. I mean, people on the right are kind of saying, like, oh, yeah, why didn't you complain about the rioting in the summer? And it's like, a lot of people were complaining about that. And, I mean, yeah, the news was definitely biased about that, but they also weren't in the Capitol. Once you go in the Capitol and you're breaking things and taking laptops, like, I mean, come on.
I'm gonna fight for our liberty, and I'm gonna steal
senators' and I'm gonna be surprised when I'm arrested. Wait, you need me to tell me there's cameras in the Capitol that saw me take laptops of senators? Are you kidding me? Now I'm in trouble for this? It was a protest. Like, what is your defense that you think? No, like, I know I took the laptop, like, that has, like, government secrets on or whatever, but, like, it was just a protest. Come on. I mean, come on. Like, I don't even understand. Like, once you're in the Capitol, I just feel like what part of your brain doesn't go, all right, well, everything I do here is obviously going to be recorded. And, like, you think just because you're in the heat of a protest that rules are out the window? Maybe that's another thing where the internet makes people, like, you know, deluded into thinking there's no rules in real life. Like, I mean, this shit with, like, the internet where you can just say crazy shit. Well, now you can't because they're really clamping down overboard. As usual, they go overboard with everything. You just think online, I can just say, I'm going to overthrow everything. We're gonna. And then you go and try to do it, and you're like, wait, now I'm in trouble? Like, are people that fucking dumb now that they think, oh, well, I can say this on Twitter, but then I go to do it, and it's like, oh, now I can't do it. Now I'm big bad guy. I understand, actually, why people think that was a conspiracy and, like, a false flag, you know? Because the fact that those people looked like exactly what you would think a radical right-wing, like, inbred whatever group militia would look like, it's actually almost worse than that. It's like if you took the movie Deliverance and you just put MAGA hats on them. So I kind of get why you would think that's a conspiracy, because it's almost too, it's like the it's almost the Jussie Smollett thing where they, it's like, come on, two white guys that were black guys that had MAGA hats on. Yo, listen, I got hit by these white guys that had MAGA hats that looked like black guys and weren't not white actually, but they were white. Look, I was assaulted. Let's go back to that. Like, that was a kind of funny, you know what, we gotta stick to the celebrity things, because those are funny, like the celebrity, Jussie Smollett, and now the Hilaria thing. Like, that's, like, those are funny to me, and that's what we should really be sticking with, people, all right? I knew you'd come here for, like, you come to this podcast. You want the best take on everything. You want the hot take. Well, you know, you want, like, I'm a John Oliver type. I'm like a, you know, a Bill Maher, a Carlin, you know. This guy at work said, this guy at work once almost compared himself to Carlin. He doesn't even do stand-up or anything. He just said, like, my sense of humor, you know, it's more like a George Carlin-y type. It's like, what do you mean it's a George Carlin type of humor? You can't just throw in, like, a legendary comedian. You know, I'm more like a Richard Pryor. Like, no, you're a guy that works here. What are you talking about? You don't... Ugh. Anyway, I just wish we had more of those celeb entertainment channel type scandals. We need more of those, even Corey Feldman, remember his wackiness? We need more wacky scandals again. Even the Jussie thing, as, like, crazy that makes him look, which, you know, people kind of forget about that. I think that's worse than the Hilaria thing. That's just, like, you know, the thing about the Hilaria thing is, like, that's kind of what, I don't know how to, you know, the right way to say this, but, you know, just like a lot of white women do that, kind of, like, they just kind of, not everyone, I'm not saying every single one, but, like, a lot of white women will just be, like, they just like to figure out all the different, like, cultures and kind of take parts of it that they like. I mean, she would basically took the whole thing, I mean, but, you know, for a while it was just, like, every white girl would have, like, Buddha statues and, like, just be all, like, I'm a Buddhist, like, not really, but I'm also, like, a Buddhist, even though I'm not, but I'm, like, very Buddha-like and, like, you know.
I'm into yoga, and I like Buddhism, and like I have a Buddha statue, and every day I like just put it in my fucking asshole, and I just like, I feel like I absorb the like Buddha lifestyle.
And I have like a dream catcher, and like they'll just put all these like different traditional things in their room, and to pretend that they're like not white or something. I don't think they even were conscious of it. Like I just, there's so many white women or girls that I, you know, have, you know, even the whole like traveling before the pandemic. Sadly, we can't travel anymore. You like can't vacation anymore. But back when we could, it was getting crazy. The amount of white women that would, that were all about traveling, like that was their hobby, that they would like describe their personality on like dating sites. It was just like travel, travel, travel. I'm so about traveling. And it's like, that was the description. There was no like, what do you like? You know, it's, it has nothing to do with your personality. Going to Egypt and taking a picture, a selfie in front of pyramids, like that doesn't mean you're a cultured person. It just means you went to the fucking thing. That, like, how does that, but that's really what they're like. I mean, to an extent and then to an extreme, you know, there's like varying degrees of it. So like the Hilaria thing, I'm not surprised. And I, the weirdest thing is that she has no Spanish in her family, apparently. It would be one thing if she had like a grandparent, if she had something, if she had like an in-law even. But like, just, it's ridiculous. Like, and it is funny. And I don't really think she should be like, I mean, it's so embarrassing. Like, you don't need to cancel her, because I want to see her on stuff and just trying to act normal again. Because how do you like come back from just that? Like the fact that you have no heritage, like, and your family lives there. What? How do they have a Spanish? Like you're at, and she acted like they couldn't speak English. Like they couldn't pronounce Baldwin and stuff. It makes no sense. There's no way she could explain that. Like, no way at all. Like, yeah, your parents have, I don't care if they lived there for like 40 years. Like, they don't not know English because they live somewhere. Like, oh, I moved to the UK, so now I forget, like, how to, like, I forget the metric system or whatever. I mean, it makes no sense. I could understand a little bit picking up an accent. Maybe if you're, like, always talking to people with an accent over there, it might inadvertently come in, you know? If you move somewhere and you pick up an accent, not right away, of course, but, like, I think eventually you might pick up something. But just to pretend you come from there, I mean, welcome to this, welcome to the tabloid podcast. People are really bloodthirsty, though, now, because as embarrassing as that is, like, I don't really consider her, like, evil for it. Like, I mean, it is shitty, but she didn't, like, assault direct. I mean, everybody kind of is treated equally now with the amount of, like, rage. Like, a Kevin Spacey is almost treated with the same amount of venom as, like, her. And I was really annoyed about that at first, too, though. It's funny, though. I mean, she has to, you know, I think she was trying to kind of keep that going, definitely. I don't know, for her to pretend that, like, oh, it was just other people saying that I'm Spanish. I wasn't saying. It's like, yeah, okay, you never wanted to correct anything.
I am very Spanish, and, yeah.
I was thinking how my last name, Guay, is, people, like, when I was in middle or high school, I found out that Guay means cool or something in somewhere, some Spanish country. Like, que Guay means cool or something. So I could pretend I'm Spanish, and that's, you know, I could just, you know, I could have took something up. A lot of white people are so, like, so many, like, maybe you have an Irish immigrant in the background, maybe you have something else. You could just kind of pretend whatever. But I don't, how would she think no one would find that out if she has no ancestry? Like, maybe she was telling her parents, hey, never talk to the press ever, because I'm kind of pretending you're Spanish. So, I invent Alec Baldwin, and,
I'm from Spain, and I don't know English. You know, we dated, and I don't know English.
It's funny that it happens to Alec Baldwin, because he's such, like, he just seems like such a, he just doesn't let anything bad come out about him, or he just, like, freaks out. That's my tabloid section for this episode. Hilaria. It's so embarrassing. She changed her name. Oh, my God. And they named all their kids, like, names that, like, people in Spain don't even think so Spanish. Like, you don't have to name your kid, even if you live in Spain and you're completely Spanish, you don't have to name your kid like Eduardo. Like, you could name him like Eddie You don't have, I mean, it's weird. It's crazy that you, like, to do all that and raise your kids so Spanish and just to have not a drop, like, your kids are going to, like, I don't know, change their name. Or I would change my name, I think. You know what, though? It's kind of weird. That wouldn't happen, though, if he was, like, claiming to be Swedish or some white one. Like, oh, she's actually not Icelandic. She's actually not Swedish, and she claims to be, like, oh, I'm from Sweden. No, you're not. No, I don't think people would be that upset. Not that I've ever heard that Swedish people have a hard time in the U.S. or something. Oh, you're Swedish? Get the fuck out of here. Swede. With your whatever fish you make and other foods. Everyone knows Swedish foods. Come on. Yeah, I don't know. I just kind of feel like a lot of white women just do that, you know? People at my, women at my work would just be like, I just went to Brazil, and it's just, like, so, like, you know, and they just, like, would start talking about the culture like they know about it, you know? It's one thing to be, but then again, they didn't say they're Brazilian because of that. But then, I mean, it's, like, on the one hand, I think that's, she deserves a lot of mocking, and it's super embarrassing. Like, I don't even think I could go in the media again if I were her. I would have to come out with some kind of, like, explanation, but, like, I don't think there is one. But, like, people are just so bloodthirsty now. They just really want to take people down. And, like, even when things, you know, quote-unquote, get better with Biden in office, I don't think people are going to calm down anytime soon, ever. Everyone's so dug in. I think the internet ruined. Or maybe it's just, like, a cycle. Like, every once in a while, there's a civil war, you know? Maybe. Maybe the time, the tables have turned, and now it's coming back. The sequel. Maybe it's not even the internet. I mean, I don't know. People, maybe the fact that there isn't, like, wars all the time now, people just have to have some kind of bloodthirsty type of, like, gladiator thing happening. Like, that's why there's cancel culture, like, because people just need that kind of, like, vengeance, like, hate. They just need someone to, like, be humiliated, but it's all done pretending to be nice. Because it always happens now. Every time there's even something like the hilarious thing, which is, like, super funny, embarrassing. She's, like, you don't need to add on to it, because it's, like, she's fucking embarrassed, like. But still, people will go dox everyone she's ever worked with. They'll go, like, even the people that went to that rally in D.C., like, if people just went and didn't go into the Capitol, and they just kind of went thinking it was, like, just a pro-Trump thing, I think they don't need to be fired, really. They didn't know Trump was going to be, like, hey, you guys are great. I mean, maybe go home if you want, but you shouldn't. But they're telling me to say you should not go home, so. God, why did he even bother making a video when it was so obvious he was forced to do it, and then he also kind of didn't do it at the same time? Hey, listen, you guys got to go home. We don't want any damage, but you guys are right to stay here. And if I were you, I would have keep, you know, I wouldn't leave. But you should leave. They're telling me to tell you, so. I would hate to be a Trump right now if I was, like, not connected to his presidency. If I was, like, a cousin of a Trump or something. I mean, we're kind of headed towards that kind of dictator style. We're just headed there. I think that's going to happen. You know, it's not going to be Trump because everybody, but if you get somebody in there that's like, I don't know, the media likes, I guess, I just could see that happening. It won't be a Trump, but it'll be like somebody in the left maybe. But if the media's on their side, it'll just happen. I think just, you know, look, it's over. It's over. You know, and all those people only talk to the people that were also going to the rally. Like, that's the thing now. You stick online to the feed is curated to each person. Even the news you look at will be like, this, you might like this, so we're just going to only, even the recommended videos on YouTube, they're all towards the shit that you would look at. So it further radicalizes you in whatever direction you're in. Like, and everybody's like, I think it's going to turn around and we'll figure it out. No, we're not. Look at what happened. I mean, everyone's dug in to their side. That's it. That's it, people. I mean that's the story. But it's true, though, really. Colin Quinn said it best in his book. We need more people like Colin Quinn, where he writes about both sides, and he writes about, like, the, you know, we need more people like that. Because everything's left with the comedy. Or, you know. Anyway, it's a new year. Starting to work weeks again. It sucks. I had, like, a week off around Christmas. Just having even just a week off is, like, then you got to go back to 5 days a week. And then I got to fit these fucking podcasts in. You fucking kidding me? Come on. But, I mean, around the lockdown, like, having a week off is, like, I don't know. kind of not fun. You got nothing to busy yourself with. It was hard to even work out or anything. It's hard to try to eat healthy around the holidays. There's nothing, there's no incentive. I mean, the thing is, like, if you're single like I am and you have like a date around the holidays, then you're like, I shouldn't really get too fat because, and you know, I could have just put the date off, but then I would have got more fat. And you gotta, it's like if you gain a little weight here and there, I think that's okay. But like, once you just go and you're like,
fuck it, I'm not going to go on a diet yet.
And you just kind of put it out of your head to keep track what you're eating, then it's just bad. Then you just like, I don't know. It's just, it, and then you get past a certain, like, if you start looking so chubby, then it's like, you're just like, I'll never come back from this. I'll never look like old me again. I'm always going to have a blob type of shape, you know? I mean, and I also, it doesn't help that I have, like, acid reflux and it makes me bloated. And if I eat bad for a little while, like, especially around the holidays, I'm just bloated constantly. So I had to, you know, I have to, and then if you gain weight on top of that, it's like, what are you doing, buddy? This is the medical hour in his room. The doctor is in session. Well, some tips for the holidays. What do you guys do to keep the pounds off? Nothing, because all they do is market shitty food around the holidays, too. Nobody's like, hey, here's a new salad, a holiday salad. It's all like eggnog, which is just like heavy cream. I mean, eggnog is really bad. It's really good, but I can't even drink that much of it now. It's just so thick and like...
fucking thick. Like, come on. If you, like, heat it up...
It's like fucking just like sneeze into a bag and just drink that. You're drinking eggnog. No. It's great when you have it sometimes, but then if you keep drinking it, you're just like, what the fuck is this? Yellow milk? It's just like, I don't know. I just did the outdoor dining again. It's really fucking cold now. It's like I almost canceled because it's really cold. It was like 30 degrees, but there was this little cabin that we ate in that was like cool actually, because it looked like those little things in Sweden that they show like with, I mean, it wasn't an ice cabin or anything, but it just looked like that. But yeah, food gets cold really fast and you feel like, why am I paying this much? You're still paying a New York price. They should lower all the prices in the pandemic. I know they're struggling, all the restaurants, but like a little bit, you know, like maybe they didn't. I don't realize it. I don't know, but have some specials, have some like pandemic specials. Like, I mean, yeah, a lot of people in New York probably work at home like me, like, but you know, it's a little rough. Food gets cold fast and you're not going to go, hey, can you heat this up again and bring it back out on the 30 degrees? And I hope you guys have to eat it right away. And all the rules are like dumb because like you can't have indoor dining right now, but you do have to go inside to go to the bathroom. You do have to go inside to get the drinks for some reason and then bring them back to your own table yourself. And I spilled it the first time and the guy made them again. Like I'm just not a waiter. Like, you know, it's just weird, you know, just like the whole atmosphere of like trying so hard to like live in New York. I mean, honestly, a lot of people were there. Like, a lot of people are still doing outdoor dining, even with the freezing cold, because this place has heater. Like, if they have a heater thing, I mean, you know, if you have a little heater and you, and you know, a little cabin thing, it's enclosed. I mean, there's no, it's literally indoors. And that's, and you, but you're not allowed inside a bar. I mean, one thing, I guess it's insulated from other couples. Maybe that's the better thing. I don't know, but like, so just do that indoors, though. Why don't you just put barricades on the fucking, like... there's just no reason they can't have indoor dining. But just, you know, put barricades, put little walls, like, on a cubicle. Make it like that inside. I mean, it's ridiculous, like, to have, like, fucking 75% of the restaurants go out of business. The ones that are sticking around are, like, the really high-end, expensive places, like... And you end up spending so much money, it's like, I don't know. Cuomo is a, you know what... Let me tell you something. That's what's going on, man. Social media is going to delete everyone soon. I just think they're going to delete everyone soon. Why don't they just go, if you act like you're so about, oh, we banned Donald Trump, okay? They want to clap on the back. It's like, why don't you just delete everybody? Nobody likes it. They're just on it. I feel like everybody would like breathe a sigh of relief, even though they're addicted. Everyone's addicted to it, but if they deleted it, I think everybody would just go, You know what? That's probably a good thing. That's a good thing.
All right, guys. Welcome to the Deep State Radio. All the answers are here. Q has provided me the list of the answers, and I am reading the list of the answers soon.
Q is going to drop some intel.
Pretty soon, bitch. I didn't see Q at that, storming the Capitol. Did Q come out and, like, take his mask and costume off? His superhero cape? Or do they think Q is Trump? I forget. I guess some people did. I mean, in the Bible of Q, there's going to be a religion now. Qism. You know, it's just one of those things. It's not that hard to make a crazy movement of really militant people like this. You just have to have a guy like Trump, a mysterious Q, which anybody can just be anonymous online. So, like, how hard is it to just pretend there's a guy that works in the deep state or whatever, and he's Q for whatever reason? They came up with Q. Well, I got a guy. He's a little bit better than Q because Q's been kind of disappointing lately. But I got my guy X is coming in, and he's showing me all the real stuff. All the other stuff that Q said, it's, you know, that was actually a false flag. It was misinfo. It was disinfo. He was a disinfo agent. So X is here. And his motto is X marks the spot. Okay, because he's got everything figured out. You know, just say you have a guy in the government, and he's just hidden away in the deep, mysterious deep state, which, you know, there's no... What do they mean by deep state? I don't know. The CIA, what does that mean? You don't have to explain it. You just say, we got a deep state thing. Anyway, I forget what I was going to say. Let me look real quick. I wrote it down. Did I write it down? Oh, yes, I did. Yeah, but just so you guys know, I've always been a deep fake, and I just wanted to let you know that this is not my real voice, and I've been deep faking you this whole time. I've been a
deep fake.
That is scary. I mean, people saying that Trump deep faked this speech. Well, those things are scary. The deep fakes. It's not like Trump really, like, what, you know, just put his face on somebody. It'll probably look pretty convincing. But that's the thing. Like, you can just convince yourself of anything now, and whatever side you're on, you just, you know. It's just, we're just not gonna ever heal now. Everybody always says, I think I said this earlier, I think I already covered most of this stuff. I don't know, I hope we get to the point soon where podcasts can start not having to Zoom all their guests, because, you know, I know Rogan has people on his thing, but I'm just sick of the Zoom. Every Zoom interview always cuts out constantly. And you have to just sit there and just, like, put up with it every single time. We do not have this figured out yet. You would think we have the video technology figured out. But the Zoom stuff, everybody's always delayed. There's always, like, an awkwardness because, like, people's connections cut out. And you're like, I'm sorry, I don't hear. I don't know if I can hear you. Can you hear me? I don't know. Let's do a half an hour of this, though, back and forth. And I'm just sick of the... I'm sick of the delays, because there's always, like, a delay, and then, like, you'll have to sit there and wait, and then figure it out, almost. You know, everybody's just having to be in their own little separate cubes now. That's the problem, all right? Everybody just in their own little, like, world, where they're just cut off from everybody, and they're looking up stuff they already believe, and they're Googling things that I already believe, and that's it. And you're just only going to see stuff that already confirms what you think. That's why everybody goes, look at these crazy people storming the Capitol. Well, you're doing probably the same thing if you're, like, looking at the same exact point of view online. You're all just kind of doing the same thing they were, except they were getting way more extreme. But, hey, we have to make a reality show of just, like, extremist people. Right versus left. Battle. I mean, I was just talking to... I guess in other countries, they don't really have a... Not every country has a right and left thing. Like, you know, I guess England does. But when you think about the dictatorships and stuff, a lot of those, like... I mean, there wasn't a right and left. Like, I think we need to get rid of party system, like, completely. Because people think we need to add more parties. But I think that's the problem. Because one thinks they're right. Everybody in each party thinks they're absolutely right all the time. So if we even have parties, like... We should really just be debating issues, but instead it's just like
oh, is this person labeled as this thing? I mean, listen, I'm getting really deep right now, okay?
Okay, okay.
But I really do think we just probably should do away with the bullshit because, you know, you would think people would wake up because of the stimulus. That was the whole Senate. It wasn't like, I mean, the left pretended that they were going to give $2,000 stimulus and they didn't. They just kind of like go, hey, we're the left. We want to do this, but the right, nope. And then the right's like, well, we want to do this, but the left said no. So, and then if you make them all one party, they have no party to blame. You just go, you know, just no labels. How about that? Just none. Just, well, I'll just have senators blank and they just debate the issues. Okay. Because what would you do? Okay, so we have a president and they don't have a party designation. It's just the president. Like, you'd still have people hating Trump maybe because of his, like, but I don't know. I really don't know. I don't think it would be like it was. I think even Trump got bought into the confirmation bias about himself. Isn't that crazy? I don't know if he started out as crazy as he got, like, with supporting the people storming the Capitol, like, saying, you know, saying keep going. Did he buy into it? I feel like he started to buy into it. Maybe he thought QAnon was real after a while. Because I'm sure he goes into victim mode always. He didn't want to concede. Did he go on these Twitter and Parler accounts and he was like, yeah, maybe there is a Q and I don't even know about it, you know? Look, if he really wanted to, like, do shit, wouldn't he just say aliens are real by now? I mean, you know, that one Israeli guy said he was going to reveal it and he almost did. Come on, you know, Trump, if you're really wanting people on your side, if you really say fuck you to everybody, let the alien secret out. Okay? Let's start doing that and then we'll have, like, Alien Lives Matter. Ugh. This is so corny already. What if we had aliens? What if we had Alien Lives Matter stuff, you know? But yeah, just let out with the fucking aliens already. They're basically, they said UFOs are real. They literally said it in, like, New York Times. Just say aliens are real. Maybe we got only a few months away from, by the time they announce aliens, it will be we'll have a failed, destroyed country by then. I mean, how long do you want to wait? Till it's all burned down or till some of it is? Because that's the only option, is one of the two. At this point, it's not whether we're going to have, like, a crazy civil war, like, just apocalypse. It's, like, how fast and how bad will it be, okay? Hey, listen to me. Telling you like it is. Which side are you going to pick? The fake good side or the fake other good side? The one side that says they're good or the other side that says they're the choice? It's like religions, you know? It's, I mean, this lockdown made people fucking were crazy worse than they were. I mean, just everybody in the world got worse. I'm worse than I was. I don't know. I really don't know if I changed at all. But it made me realize you gotta appreciate what you do have in life. I mean, don't just go around not thinking about it. It's like crazy to think about that we won't have. I saw an interview earlier. People talking about the lockdown, you know, like saying, we'll never have, like, mosh pits. And I was like, oh, fuck, like, wow. I didn't even think about that because I know they'll, you know, they'll bring back live music, but, like, I'm sure for a while we're going to be distancing. Like, when are mosh pits coming back? I'm a mosher, all right? If you see me getting in the pit, get the fuck out. I'm throwing arms. I'm kicking feet. I'm flailing wildly, and you just, if you're lucky, you're going to get kicked. If you're not lucky, you're going to get hit. Yeah. I mean, mosh pits were a lot of places they would clear out. Like, one, if there was one crazy guy that would, like, a lot of them, you know, you expect a mosh pit, you probably would picture beefy guys. But, like, a lot of times it would be, like, skinny kids just wailing their arms. And then they would all of a sudden clear out a circle for them to just, like, swing their arms and legs and stuff. And I think they almost thought they were doing, like, breakdancing. Yo, did you see my moves? Like, I wonder if they actually thought they were cool from it. Like, I wonder if they were like, I got a pretty good moves in today. Did you record that? What if they had people record their set of doing slam dancing? That's what they used to call it, I think. Slam dancing. You just slam people, okay? If there's a girl in the room, you got an excuse to hit a girl.
She's in the fucking pit. Ain't no excuse that you got a fucking clit. Clit. Clit.
Ugh. I feel like some guys would probably use that to, like, hit girls, like, as in, oh, I'm sorry, I did not definitely do that on purpose, but pretended. you know, because I had a sister that got hit a few times. But I just feel like that's probably the one place you would go if you were like, if you wanted to hit a girl and pretend it was like an accident. And I don't know why, if you're a girl, like, you're brave, like, I don't know why you would get in the pit, because a lot of times, yeah, guys would not see, probably. They're not, like, always looking around to see who they might be hitting, and, you know, guys would push each other a lot, like, you know,
if you're in the fucking pit, you can't fuck around, alright? I mean, you gotta be pretty fucking hard. Like, you know, hard.
I did some pretty sick kicks and, like, twisty twists around. And, like, you know, a lot of people would be jealous of my moves because, like, I would go in there and I would just be like, yeah, you better clear this fucking place out because I'm getting down. I actually gave myself another name because, like, when I'm in the pit, I kind of just, like, lose control of who my own identity and I become, like, I used to say I was, you know, I mean, normally I'm Brian, but I would become, like, Berserk. I call myself Berserk because I would just go fucking berserk in the pit, dude. Like, you don't even understand, like, you hear me talking about it, like, oh, okay, I'm sure you went crazy. No, dude. I became berserk, and I put a cape with a B on it. I wore a big white shirt, and I just put a big B on it, and I was berserk. And you're like, oh, shit, did you see Berserk's gonna make an appearance? And they would clear the fuck out of the pit, dude. I used to go to, like, fucking Under Oath. I used to go to, you know, every band around the circuit, like, and they'd get to see me, and the guards would get nervous. They'd be like, oh, not Berserk again. You know, am I going to make it back home to my wife and kids today? I don't know, because Berserk's here. I used to throw down, all right? I'm not going to lie. I throw down a little bit. And I used to do the Berserker. It was, like, my signature move, and it was basically, like, you know, E. Honda from Street Fighter? His kick, or I forget if it was a punch, but the one where it's, like, super fast and, like, you can't really escape it. You always get hit by it when he has his arm flailing and you can hardly, like, it's just a blur of arm. That was what I did. And, like, you couldn't, it was just, like, crazy. You know, it was just like a whirlwind of fist coming at you. But, you know, those days are behind me. Can't do it anymore. I had to retire the cape. I had to hang the cape up. It's still in my place. Like, it's still in my lair, my berserk lair, but, like, you know. People don't know that Brian Gway is berserk, so don't really, I mean, keep it a secret if you can, because who knows, maybe it'll come back. I do Zoom ones now, I do Zoom slams. Yeah, what if that was a thing? I mean, I guess I heard that there was, like, nightclub, Zoom nightclubbing, and people would, like, just dance and have a camera. It's so sad. It's so sad, man. That's why I haven't even done Zoom stuff, like, Zoom comedy, because you just, like, get sad. I feel like it's sad. Because after you'd be like, all right, that was cool, but I wish it was the real thing. And it would make me miss it more, I think. Just doing Zoom open mics where it's only you and the comics. It's not even, like, you know, they just sit there and hope that they laughed. Even the even the big-name comics that do the, like, shows in front of cars, like, it's kind of stupid. It's like you just have to, like, look at them, like, flash their headlights or honk. I don't know. Not like I know anything about it. But, you know, take it from me, all right? Yeah, but anyway, I got up late today. It's a Sunday, and I got up at, like, 2 p.m. I was up late last night, like, just playing video games, and, like, really no excuse to, like, get up that late. But it was one of those things where I just kept falling asleep and almost waking up and then just, like, being like, nah, who cares? I don't know. It's like there's nothing to do anymore. There's no point of living. It's all over. But it sucks when you get up that late because it's just like, oh, my day's over already. I just woke up, but the afternoon's gone. It's kind of a nightmare almost. It's like you get up and you're like, what the fuck? It doesn't even make sense. And then it's just all time goes so fast. Like it's already 3 p.m. by the time you like get a coffee. And that's it. And your day, I just feel like a failure every time I do that. I mean, I haven't been up that late in so long. The latest I'll usually wake is 12, and that's, like, I feel like an idiot. And even, like, during the week, if I got nothing at work, really, because you're just working at home, I'll just, like, clock in, go back to sleep, and then just keep checking. It's just, like, it's not a good habit, but there's nothing going on. Every day is the same, man. And, you know, just the having time off around the holidays, I just realized, like, it's probably hard to be productive if you're, like, even if you're a successful comedian, maybe if you have something to work on. But right now, if you you're just probably not doing shows. You're just like, you know, probably almost more depressing to not work at all. Maybe you would just get a job. I feel like I might even get a part-time job if I was like a real comedian. Or just do something during the week or something to feel like normal. Maybe I'll start smoking during the pandemic. What if I started a new addiction just because I was bored? I might start chewing tobacco, you know, just like, and then like to entertain myself, I'll quit. You're like, I'll go through the quitting phase and see how challenging it is. It'll be like, supersize me, but I'll be like smoking a certain amount of cigarettes a month or whatever. You know, I started working out during the pandemic a tiny, tiny bit. Like I thought some people are going nuts and they're like, well, I think it was when the lockdown started, everybody made these goals. Like, I'm going to get really in shape because, like, I'm going to use this time to my fucking maximum advantage. And I'm going to get ripped.
Ripped.
Ripped. Should I get ripped? Or should I, like, write? Just fucking write, you know? Just, like, just take all this time to just reflect and, like, just write my memoir that I've always been kind of putting off on the back burner. But now I just have all this extra time. And then now everybody's like, yeah, I just hope I'm just taking it, you know, day by day and not trying to think about anything. Yeah, that's basically what the lockdown became. Like, it started out as, like, goal setting. Like, I even was like this. I'm like, I'm going to just, like, relax. I'm going to work on my stupid podcast and maybe write some comedy stuff, you know? And then I did think I was going to start really working out a lot, like become a workout guy. And, you know, now I'm really just trying to get through the day.
Just every day, just,
try to not think about what's happening, basically. It's, you never used to want to purposely avoid everything that's happening and just purposely not know the news. But this is the time where you want to be, like, no clue what's happening. You're the most happiest when you have no idea what's going on, you know? Like, if I would just be like, I don't know, I just hibernated, or I was in a coma. How many people would have picked purposely to be in a coma over the lockdown? If they could be like, hey, listen, I'm gonna offer you something. You can be in a coma during the lockdown, and you'll miss everything. All the craziness that's happening. Like, you won't really experience the lockdown. You won't be around your loved ones because you'll be in a coma. But when you come back out, you'll wake up refreshed, and the lockdown will be gone. I mean, everybody would say yes to that, you know, if there was some kind of option. Like, but that's also depressing because you're wasting your life away. Like, it'll be, ugh, I mean, but the longer the lockdown goes, I think I would have also picked that, you know. Yeah, just give me the fucking coma. Hey, you can go in a coma, but you might not live after. There's a 50% chance you'll just never get out of the coma, but if you do get out, there's a 50% chance you'll wake up and feel way better, you'll be healthy, and you won't experience the lockdown. People would probably just choose that and take the risk of maybe not ever coming out. You won't have to experience the, well, what happened, imagine not, like, being aware of the lockdown. What if people are in a coma right now and do wake up after everything's done, after even, like, the new normal's over, you know, with no distancing, the masks are gone completely, not even a vaccine needed, it's gone, like, it's just gone, like there was never a coronavirus. Imagine those people being like, what happened during the lockdown? And you have to tell them, May, June, and then over the summer, we had a lot of, people just burning down buildings, people just kind of, you know, going in cities, just burning stuff down, ruining. Also, this is kind of, this is a little crazy, but the government didn't do anything, really. They gave us one little check, and then that was kind of it until the new president got elected. They decided $600 was good enough to try to save all these bars and restaurants that closed. So most restaurants are gone forever. New York is now just nothing. There's no reason to go to New York. Every restaurant's closed. Oh my God. You know, everything that used to be, well, it's not that anymore. You know, LA, no one likes anymore. New York, everyone left. It's almost seriously like just going from like what it was like before the pandemic to Mad Max, like no exaggeration to that movie, The Road or something. Just use this time to really, because a lot of comedians were doing that at first. I'm going to just write, like, amazing shit, dude. I'm going to so take advantage of this. It's like, okay, for what? So 10 months later, you can tell the joke that you wrote in May, like...
Dude, there's just no point, dude. Just take yourself out, bro. Just fucking take yourself out, bro.
Dude, we're going to
storm the fucking Capitol.
Okay. I can't believe the shit that's coming out now about that, because at first it just looked like a bunch of idiots going in the White House, and I was, like, kind of laughing about it a little bit, like... This is stupid. All these idiot, like, 4chan incel guys. And now I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Was there a coup organized? I think people just like saying the word coup. And that's why they're saying that, you know, some people are saying insurrection. And that people love drama. I mean, that's the thing. Like, even if nothing else came out and it was just idiots running around in the Capitol, they would still be like, this was a insurrection. Because they like dramatic things, especially the news. Like, they just like it. They're just like, the coup against your freedom. Who organized the coup? Well, but we are going to have a dictator soon. Communist country. It's done. Okay? It's just done. The coup
was just the first step. We're going to go back to the fucking Capitol.
All right, bro. We're going to go tip over the Statue of Liberty, because why? Because if they're going to throw out all their votes for the Savior, Mr. Donald T, the Savior, the Messiah, if they're going to throw out our votes, we're going to tip the Statue of Liberty over, all right? Look, I know you're thinking it's probably impossible, but dude, all of us guys going there, like, we're pretty beefy, like, muscly guys. Like, if we all go and push, like, as hard as we can, I think we can get her to, like, buckle, okay?
Okay.
That bitch is gonna be tipped. We're gonna tip the fucking Statue of Liberty over.
Our liberty is done, because we're making a statement that liberty is gone. It's tipped over, it's in the ocean, okay? Ghostbusters 2 was kind of right. Statue of Liberty can walk and get out of here. And that's probably gonna happen, because our liberty is done. I don't know what the hate about Ghostbusters 2 is. I like Ghostbusters 2, okay? I like it. Maybe some of the scenes went on too long, like that weird painter guy. But that's about it. I think I liked everything else. I don't know. I haven't seen it in a while. Can't wait for the new one where they're all 80 years old. Why even make another one? The one with women flopped. They can't reinvent it. So now you're going to go back and get all everybody old and the one guy's dead. Make a spin. You know what? They should just make a spinoff with like somebody from it or like a few people from it. I don't know. Unless they're making... I don't know. I haven't looked into it enough, okay? Make it dark and gritty. Make it, like, not even funny like the originals. Make it, like, the gritty new Ghostbusters. And, like, make it, like, I don't know. There's, like, a serious Joker-type villain. And, like, Bill Cosby. Bill Murray. I get those two confused. Bill Murray and Cosby. So similar. Man, that would really break some hearts if Bill Murray came out as a Predator. You know how many people love that guy? Like... He just has this cult following. Imagine that guy being. And, you know, I said it here first, so when it comes out, you gotta say, hey, guy in his room predicted it. I'm on the record. The Murray Meister. He is Me Too-ing. He got Me Too'd. The Murray Man. Lost in translation, more like, raped in, you know, translation. Anyway, hopefully next time I get to do this episode and the country is still kind of around. We shall see what happens, what the next storm is. It will be a literal nature storm, or will it be a
fucking storm of the Capitol?
Or Statue of Liberty? Are we going to climb the fucking statue and go on top and say, recount votes? We'll see.
Who organized the coup?